Cheers, Charlotte's Most Dangerous Crew, No Advisory Podcast. Your boy, CL McClain.
It's your girl, Trap C.
It's Tears Unscripted.
Yeah, what's the vibes? It's Humble Ali. How y'all doing, man?
Humble Ali.
What the fuck was that?
I fucked my intro up. Keep going. Listen, before we get into this show, make sure, because we never ask y'all to do this.
Yes.
So please make sure y'all like, subscribe, comment, and share the podcast. Mm-hmm. When you go on the podcast applications, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever, please leave us a Birdman review. Appreciate y'all.
What's a Birdman review?
5 stars.
Oh, 5 stars.
Wow.
Y'all know he engaged to Toni Braxton?
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, they've been together for like,
I was about to say, ain't they been together for like 30,000 years?
I just cannot see that, but, you know.
Shout out to that's a little wild for me.
Yeah.
But hey.
How was y'all week, man?
It's been a week. It's been something. It's Wednesday, you know?
It's been weekend.
Okay.
It's been weekend.
All I know is
these
I need to drink.
These are some of the lamest answers
I've heard. Go ahead, hit that button for me because I need to drink. You know what I'm saying?
Not that way.
I like how the audience caught on real quick.
Yeah, real quick. It's been a fucking week. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to growl that, but that's just how I feel. But you know what? I have to say, words of the wise, we are here and we still rise like Maya Angelou.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we're going to keep going.
I was the only one that did it. Y'all fucked up.
You be all right.
Yeah,
she had your back. There we go. You're
in the shape. I ain't gonna lie, I'm top lifting this damn cup up.
Eventually, our graphics are gonna get so good, the cups just gonna flow on their own.
That's a fact.
Don't even have to lift the cups up.
That's fact. Wait, what is that noise?
That's the ring thing from people keep running in and out the door.
Oh, because I thought it was like on your phone or some shit. Nah. But anyway, man. Shout out to DJ Polo, who's not here on the boards. Hey. He's somewhere, you know, DJing, doing this shit. Shout out to Kara.
God damn it.
You do this shit every fucking week.
You know what's crazy? I practiced this shit on the way over here.
And then
I was like, Kara. And I got here and I still said Kyra. God damn it. That's so disrespectful. That's crazy. Shout out to Kara, man. My bad. Miss Blossom. Doing our photography.
Shout out to our live studio audience.
Yes.
Who they at?
Y'all name them.
Yeah. So I got my little sis Jordan over there in the cut. You know what I'm saying?
What up, Jordan? Yeah.
She off the punchy punch.
Shout out to the punchy punch.
It's gonna knock ass out. But to be fair, my little sister pro. Well, I don't know if you're a pro because I just realized a few weeks ago you was passed out drunk. Where?
At what? Last night passed out drunk.
Where?
You said a few weeks ago was you drunk?
At what? Infinity, yeah, in the car. Y'all see it?
Look at her.
In the car.
Laid out.
Infinity Live, apparently, if you go to Infinity, y'all, they get y'all lit. Also, y'all, Infinity Live has Seafood Wednesdays now. Dollar Shrimp, Dollar Crab. Dollar Shrimp, Dollar Crab.
And they also have parties from like 4 p.m. to like 2 a.m. for the after-work crowd.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I don't trust that.
Infinity Live over there by North Lake, really down the street, you know what I'm saying?
Because, you know, those like roaches of the sea.
Nah, I ain't going to hold you, though.
I'm not going to lie. CEO, Infinity is the same, is now the club that CEO Joseph used to DJ at. Remember they had that event there and they started shooting there? Was you there and we did that event coverage? I think it was me, Jay.
Oh, and they had like the back there? And the back outside.
Yeah, that's where Infinity Live is.
Oh, fuck that. I ain't going over there.
Yeah.
So I forgot, over there by
North Lake.
Hey, who's the nigga that do the commercials for that shit? Because he do the commercials for Onyx and shit, too. Yeah, that nigga is a legend. Who is that?
Over, right? I don't know
who
his
is
name.
That nigga?
They said it's Amateur Hour on Tuesday.
Right. Right. Right.
And the chick out there lifted her leg up.
Nah, that's a fact.
I said, she ain't no amateur. It's Onyx on Tuesdays.
Yeah, you know that made me think about
yeah, bro, be killing
the old
it.
Power 98 when they used to do the McBoney shit. Yes. Welcome to McBoney's.
Yo, that shit used to be so lit. Them voiceover niggas used to be.
Shout out to McBoney's. That's when Training Day COT first inaugurated.
And McBoney's?
And McBoney's.
Yeah. McBoney's had fire wings.
It's called Essence now.
We just talked about that last night.
It's called Essence now, you know?
Wow,
I drove by it today, and it's called Essence. I don't know what the fuck is in there.
Oh, wow.
But it's called Essence.
Essence. That's crazy.
Essence.
That's crazy as fuck.
Celebrity birthdays. Hot topics. What we got? Trappy. Yay. Shout out to Biggie. Ooh. Ooh. Try the Biggie.
Y'all see, we had to move Biggie. He keep falling.
Biggie is not stable.
Right there, he be drunk off the punch, so we had to stop putting him on top of the punch.
Let me get my nigga some.
Oh my God. What that was so fuck? Chaotic.
What the absolute bro.
Oh, so chaotic.
Somebody come get this man.
Did you just dunk up Biggie in the liquor?
Yeah, Biggie gonna be fucked.
His head
up,
glistening.
He waterboarded Biggie in the
Biggie head glistening
in
look.
Punch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Fucked up. Shout out.
It's probably the cleanest Biggie ever been.
Oh,
this nigga brand new. I just got him from Timu.
Timu?
Shout out. You shop on Timu?
Hell fucking yeah.
What Timu the fuck is Timu, bro?
It's like, Timu is like Sheen, but cheaper.
Oh, yeah. Sheen. Legend. Fucking Sheen.
Not too much
it's
on Sheen.
Like Sheen,
not
but cheaper. Not too much either.
Not too much on Sheen.
Okay.
Nah, Sheen is lit.
Y'all know they did a documentary on Sheen on Hulu, right?
It did? Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. That's crazy.
Yeah, because
you need to do a documentary on Timu.
Sheen got hit with the Rico.
Well, they got out of it.
Oh, they did? Oh, good.
Remember, we talked about that a few weeks ago. They got hit with a Rico for copyright infringement of multiple companies. Styles. And how they fixed that was they ended up buying Forever 21. So now they are now part of Forever 21. Because, you know, Forever 21 got in trouble for doing the same shit years ago. Mm. And since Forever 21 is going through a bankruptcy right now, bought Forever 21 to now be able to be in stores.
Oh,
so wherever there's a Forever 21, there will now be a Sheen.
I can get on Sheen.
Let's give a round of applause. That was a fucking great.
I'm about to
be smart.
I'm just
going to
apply. I need a job. They can take all my money.
That is a great business move.
She need me for marketing, for real.
Mm-hmm.
I market with their ass. That's crazy.
For real.
That's some smart shit.
That's very smart.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and get into the celebrity birthdays because it's a few today. Number one, Sukiyana.
Oh, Suki with the good poop.
With the good coochie.
She
turned
32.
32? I didn't know she was that old.
It's not even that old.
It's not, but it for her, like the way she acts, that's very old.
Yeah, she needs to change.
That's true.
You be
that's
hanging true around 25-year-old Sexy Red, 24-year-old Summer Walker.
That part.
Like you hanging
around. Wait, Summer Walker is 24?
Summer Walker's hella young.
Yep. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Hella young.
24?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn.
Up next, E-40. I ain't know he was this old. He turned 56. Like,
yeah, E-40 old.
Mm-hmm. Tell me where to go. Tell me where to go.
Come on, birthday. Come on, y'all. Grow up.
Birthday.
Yeah. Bro, y'all got to grow up.
Never.
All three, y'all.
So the next one, I know who this person is. I feel like y'all should, but hopefully y'all do. B.O.B.?
Oh, yeah.
You said you don't know who this person is?
I said I do. So
I was about to cry.
He turned 35.
I could really use a.
Right now.
Yeah,
B.O.B.
How
old you turn? B.O.B. is so fucking underrated, 35. Bro.
Very underrated.
So fucking underrated.
What's the other song? The cute little love song that he did. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Came out right after Airplanes.
I only know him from Airplanes.
It was like he was walking down the street. Oh my God, I gotta find
smoking in dough, sipping on that one.
No, I'm gonna find it after the show. He has some lit shit.
Who was that though? Who was that?
That was B.O.B. I don't know who that was.
No, that wasn't. Oh, that was sipping on gin and juice. That's Snoop Dogg.
Oh, I'm about to say.
What the
fuck? With my mind on my money.
Hold on.
Money.
Did y'all just? I'm sorry, I missed that. Did y'all just think gin and juice was B.O.B.?
No.
Oh, okay. I missed that. I was about to say, what the fuck?
Catch up a little bit.
All right. So next for birthdays, we got Karl Anthony Towns. Y'all know
don't he go with one of the Kardashians?
No, he goes with Jordan.
He's still
close enough.
Yeah, they still go together.
Close enough.
Jordan Woods.
How old he turned?
He turned 28.
Close enough.
He
turned 28.
No, he my age.
Oh, he turned 28.
And the last one, y'all should know her from America's Next Top Model. I feel like she's one of the most iconic people on America's Next Top Model. No, Yaya DaCosta.
Yaya, her fine
ass. She turned 41 today. You don't
know
who
Yaya
DaCosta
is? I'm going to show you.
I don't know who that is.
She's so fine. Like, she was literally one of the best models, I feel like.
Yaya DaCosta. Hey, Siri.
She pulling it up right now.
She pulling it up for you.
Who was that? Let me see that picture.
She's an actress now.
Yeah,
I don't know
she
who
definitely
that is.
Actress.
She was on America's Top Model.
Yep, she's an actress now.
I think she was like season 17.
Tyra Banks probably hated her because she hated
very beautiful woman,
girls.
But I have no idea who that is.
Oh, Tyra Banks hated all the pretty girls on America's
She was Top Model. She's an actress. I'm trying to think about. She was in Chicago. She's on Chicago Med.
Uh huh. What else?
She
movie?
Is on. Oh, she was in that Whitney
that
movie on Lifetime.
That's why I don't know.
Yeah, that's her. The Whitney movie. Where else? Let me see. I gotta remember more.
She played in some other stuff.
Yeah, she did some other shit. I just can't remember, but she's definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah. 41 is crazy, especially since, like, y'all gotta think, like, when she was on TV, we was kids.
She was.
So for her to be 41 is crazy.
Because you know why? I'm glad you said that, because when you said Summer Walker turning what?
She's like 24.
Do y'all remember Vine? She was on Vine, so I'm trying to figure out how the fuck old she
Vine,
was.
Hey, do it for like, the Vine.
Vine.
I ain't gonna
how
do
old
it.
I was.
was. She was probably like 15, 16.
Damn. Because y'all remember that's how she got famous off of Vine. Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
Who, that girl?
Summer Walker.
Summer Walker, yeah.
Oh, Summer Walker got famous off of Vine?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
she remixed. Vine was like the original TikTok. It was. 6 second video.
She remixed that. What's called a song? The Cage Jewel song. She remixed it into like some R&B soul mm-hmm. shit. It was lit as fuck.
Oh, shit. Shout out to the Vine. Mm-hmm. I didn't even got
do
no
it
more.
For the Vine. I ain't
is it still an active
it.
App or
Vine.
Is like gone, gone?
No, it's gone. They closed. They shut down like a year.
Damn.
Ago.
Yeah. Damn. Rest shout in peace, Vine. Rest in peace, Vine.
Rest in peace to MySpace for real.
Let's shout go ahead and get into the hot topics yes. because speaking of social media, mm-hmm. Instagram just dropped a new update, and I don't know if y'all peeped it, and I don't know how I feel about this.
Fuck that. Uh-huh.
So y'all know how on Instagram you have a close friends for your story. Mm-hmm. Now on Instagram you can post stuff to your feed specifically that yeah, only your close friends can see.
That's kind of lit. That's actually. Stupid. That's kind of lit.
I mean,
actually.
Just imagine. So only just your close imagine,
friends will see it.
Only close friends will see it. So like, imagine scrolling down your timeline, you just see ass, dick suck, ass. Close yeah. friends.
Okay, hold on. That's so, crazy. Hold on, because you said that, Sid, I want to make the point that that's what people expect to see in close friends. Stop putting me in your fucking close friends and you in there reading books and cooking and shit. I don't want to see that.
What
the main story can see that shit. If you put me in your close friends, I expect to see some close friend shit. If I'm a close friend of yours, show me what you would show your close friends. Don't show me what you would show your whole timeline.
So what you want to see in close
you
friends?
Know
ass and titties.
Pussy.
Sid just said it.
ass and titties.
A little ass and a little titty ain't never hurt nobody.
Ain't hurt nobody.
Shit to my close friends, nigga.
So
you want to see some shit you don't want to see.
While you're on the Instagram thing, let me know if this is true. What I heard is if you share a post on Instagram with the close friends, I don't know if it's like to your story or whatever, your close friends can see your other close friends. Is that true?
Yes, that's true.
Oh, fuck no.
Wait, what's true?
Yeah, so, and honestly.
That's real.
Is this what the new update?
Honestly, though, yeah. I believe that it's a glitch in the development of the update. And I'm going to tell you why. I don't think that they meant for it to do that. But there is a thing. Certain people have been saying that if they share, like, a close friend's post from their story to, I mean, from their feed to, like, their close friends or, like, their timeline to their story, you can see everybody else who is that person's close friends.
Oh, that's
crazy.
That defeats the purpose.
This
I
is
don't
more
want
fed
else
shit.
To know.
Exactly.
Like, y'all don't understand this is more
that's
fed
why,
shit.
That's why I said I honestly think it was a glitch. I don't think that they meant to do that. So be on the lookout for another update because they're going to fix that.
I'm like, yo, bro, where you at with the shit? You my close friend. We're seeing the location. We're seeing the shit. We're going up there. Look at these dumb motherfuckers. Got him again. Stupid. Come on, guys. Smarten up.
Right.
Wow.
No, the feds is watching. Man.
I don't.
Speaking of smarting up.
See, when you don't do illegal shit, you don't got nothing to worry about.
Still, even if you do positive shit, nigga, they're still after you. They don't want you to be an influence to the world. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Okay. Well, that killed my segue because I was talking about smart shit and y'all went to ignorant shit. So, I don't have no ignorant shit on my hot topics
for
today.
Once?
Well, let's go into a smart shit.
Always sad shit.
We're going to go in. No, I don't have no sad shit either.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go into, I feel like this was kind of a smart move. T.I. Mm-hmm. T.I. just opened an affordable housing development in Atlanta.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. We're not done. He needs hella claps for this. It is a multi-unit development, and he allotted 25 units for homeless children over the age of 16 so that they can have their own place. And to make the land more sentimental.
T.I. took my idea. Fuck.
I mean, it's more land. Just go do it in another city.
Nah, I wanted to do that shit.
You can do it on Beta Tower.
So I'm hit a terrace on this one. So when you say he took your idea,
what do you mean by that?
Because I was like saying, we're not coming to prominence and a lot of money. I want to build development. So it's like you put the homeless people through a developmental program. They come in here, get cuts. They get resumes done up, whoop-de-whoop, and then you put them out into the world.
They have that already, though. There's one in Charlotte. They turned the old hotel off Clinton Park into a place just for homeless people. And the bottom floor is all resources, mental health.
Well, they fucking took my idea,
family
too.
Services,
shit,
resume, like years, like 5 years at
I
least.
I had this shit 6 years ago, so they took my idea.
This nigga
you
here.
You know what? Man. Okay, we gonna go ahead and keep it pushing.
Having this shit 6 years ago is...
Y'all remember Kale Thompson? I told y'all last week he was hospitalized and we were saying prayers up.
Nigga. He good,
he's,
right?
He's well, yes. So he issued a statement on social media and he let everybody know that it was nothing serious. He said that he had a polyp that mimicked the symptoms of a stroke. And so they admitted him thinking he was having a stroke, but it turned out to be something way far less.
What was that word you said? A what?
A polyp.
A polyp?
P-O-L-Y-P.
Oh, polyp. A polyp.
Word of the day.
Word of the day, polyp.
Polyp.
What is a polyp?
An abnormal growth.
Oh, okay.
Of some sort.
So how does that equate to a stroke?
It mimics the signs of a stroke, I guess. I guess from where it was growing.
It's like a tumor, but not like a tumor.
Yeah. It's not a bad tumor. Like, basically, yeah.
So tumors are already...
Not all tumors are bad.
No. Oh, okay. Yeah, because some tumors are just... What's the word for it? Malignant?
Benign.
Benign, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cancerous?
No, cancerous means bad.
Yeah.
Malignant means intermediately bad.
Benign means cancerous.
Benign means good. It just means it's an abnormal growth of cells, okay. But it's nothing bad to it. There's no cancer. There's no
cancer.
Bad.
Okay.
Benign, good.
You're making me hop into my science bag.
I was about to say, was about to say, welcome to No Advisory Science 101.
I mean, y'all know I was crazy. A double major, biology and chemistry.
Okay, man.
I know some shit. All
right, man.
I know some shit.
She's like the Miss Spelling Bee of the century or some shit like that, right?
That's why I grabbed her up.
I only went to spelling bee in like third grade.
Yeah, you made that shit public now, guys.
You been made it public. Shut the fuck up.
So I didn't make it public.
What's public?
See?
What we talking about? We don't even know what we talking about here. Moving on.
On this fucking clip.
We gonna talk about couples because it's a lot of shit going on. We gonna start with Keke Palmer, but we gonna do the good first before we do the bad.
Okay.
So the good is Keke Palmer has been named the host of the 2023 Soul Train Awards.
Love that for her.
And I don't know if y'all still watch those, but those low key be lit.
The Soul Train Awards.
I was literally sitting here in my chair trying to figure out if I've ever watched a Soul Train Awards.
Who cares about that?
Soul Train Awards be lit though.
Who watched that? Who gonna watch
that? I don't have no problem with it. I just don't ever think I've seen it.
Who gonna watch that? Nobody gonna watch that shit.
Well, I don't have BET, but if I did, I'd watch it.
I respect it.
And speaking of Keke Palmer, so she was granted temporary full custody of her son after she filed a restraining order against her longtime boyfriend, Darius Dalton. Mm. Now, for those of you who didn't know, Keke Palmer went and filed a restraining order on him because of physical abuse.
Mm-hmm.
He basically came out and said, basically, like, I don't know what she's talking about. She's lying. I never put my hands on her. So what did Keke and her publicists do?
They dropped
the footage from the inside ring cameras of their home of him literally flinging that girl from the couch across the house.
Mm.
So, yeah, you did it, baby.
Mm.
You did it.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the ring cameras.
Shout out to security, okay?
Love that for her.
Shout out to Keke Palmer. You got rid of your baby daddy and you get the host of Soul Train Awards. You go, girl.
Lauren, Kiana Palmer, just know that you are loved.
Damn, don't tell me that's her
real name. We stand with Keke. I'm going to just say that. I stand with Keke.
Stand with Keke.
I believe everything that her mom is saying, her and her mom is saying is true. Like, everybody on social media been saying, we've never seen Keke Palmer have this negative publicity until she got with this nigga.
And you want to know what's crazy? Then your dumbass brother decide he want to get on Twitter and tweet shit. And
like, now you done be beating your bitch.
Now your dumbass brother in the news, too, because he going through a custody battle because same shit. Beating your, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Crazy.
Y'all
his brother beautiful. Is, have y'all watched Insecure?
Yes.
You watch Insecure? Issa Rae?
No.
Damn.
God.
It is good.
Thank you, Polo.
His brother, Kiki's baby daddy, his brother is Dro.
Oh, that's how they be like, Tasha and Dro had a baby.
Yeah, Tasha and Dro had a baby, yeah.
Hold up, though. Because when did that become the criteria? God damn it. When did that become the criteria? The
fuck? It's a lot of fucking in that movie.
It is a lot of fucking in Insecure.
What, Insecure?
It's a lot of fuckery.
It is a lot of fuckery in Insecure.
And insecure?
Yeah,
fucking
yeah.
In there.
Insecurity.
Everybody be fucking in there.
Everybody fucking in there?
Everybody.
What was it, Netflix series
everybody.
Or something?
Yeah, it's Netflix series.
Netflix Insecure?
It's
watch
Netflix.
That shit.
Yeah. It's on
fucking
perv. It's on Netflix.
Fucking perv.
That shit like porn? Soft porn?
No, nigga.
Oh, shit.
It's not like no
you ain't
got to
watch the real
cinema.
Thing. You got to watch
the
Insecure.
I ain't going to lie. Lawrence was tapping the fuck out of Tasha's ass. He was beating it up.
Okay.
Word?
Yeah.
How much fucking is in this shit?
A lot.
Why are you so excited?
Cause it was Polo. Polo says a lot of fucking in here. All right, I'm gonna watch that shit. Insecure.
I'm not.
I'm skipping to all the fucking scenes. That's all I want to watch.
You are a child.
The fuck scenes. Shit, fuck that.
That's just like when people used to watch HBO Max and fast forward the real sex.
Yeah.
Now let me tell you what I used to do. I was just weird. I would put it on mute. And then I will always have Cartoon Network on the previous channel. So if
yes,
I heard walking.
Oh, yeah, that's the childhood.
If I heard walking, yes. I could quickly press yes. previous channel and look like I'm watching yes. Cartoon Network.
And to be fair, none of the nasty stuff really came on until like Saturday night.
Exactly.
And remember they used to have the Zane show on there? Mm-hmm. You used to have like Cartoon Network. As soon as your mama come walk to the door. Change that channel back.
Oh, okay. I see what I'm dealing
see,
with.
See, we had hardwood panel. Floors, so I could hear them walking away yeah. before they see, got to my room.
See
what
the fuck
good.
I'm dealing with on this panel. Uh-huh.
What's next? Oh, I know Mr. What's Blow next? Up the Car is not talking.
Mr. Blow Up the Car.
Yeah. Damn, I ain't going to never outlive that
hell
shit.
Hell no, you know.
Hold on. We talk about Blow Up the Car. We forgetting those rice at bitches.
Also invites bitches that shit in the shower.
Like, right.
Hello.
Yeah, this nigga has lived an insane
I
live life.
One hell of a life, guys. And that's not even a half.
Speaking of, what is our what would you do for the day?
Huh? A rock fight? Well, that wasn't really a rock fight. He just fucking threw a pebble in my shit.
What the fuck?
I don't call it a rock. That was a pebble.
Well, I'm glad you got it. What you got for us today?
Huh?
What you got for us today?
Go ahead, start talk your about shit it. Hold on. Trap ain't done.
No,
hold
I'm
on.
Done.
Oh, she done?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, start your shit out. Like, hit your sound.
God damn. Oh, I got a sound, right? Mm-hmm. What's my sound? Huh? What's that camera girl? She gone? She eat.
That is what would funny you as do? Hell. Kara.
What would
she
you
said
do?
She meant
I would go get me a piece of chicken. What would you do?
God.
No. Would you
what would you do? Go eat?
Huh?
What you in there doing eating? She in there smashing, bro. She in there smashing. Yeah, we fucking with like, you, Garrett. Go ahead.
That's my shit. This one.
What would you do?
Okay. What would you do? What would you do? So, disclaimer one, what would you do is always are either my personal experiences or an experience that somebody had told me. And, yeah, that's my what would you do. So this what would you do today is based on a former member of Nobody Podcast and their experience, which is kind of crazy. So what would you do? And I'm going to try to make it my own, but still give the story. So what would you do? And this is for, well, no, this is for men. Because
guys
for the
only,
ladies,
yeah.
Yeah, guys only, guys only. What would you do? You got to, you know, you're out and shit like that. Yeah, maybe y'all at a club or something like that. Y'all vibing, y'all drinking and shit like that. Y'all got a shorty. You know what I'm saying? So one of your mans holler at the shorty and, you know, gets the shorty to come back to the crib. You know? And y'all all go back to the crib with the shorty. Y'all not expecting nothing to go down.
Y'all go back to, we all went back to the crib with
the shorty? Yeah, y'all went back to the crib. You, both of y'all and the shorty go back to the crib. You know, probably, let's say people at the house too. So y'all down, say whatever, you know, maybe shorty getting freaky and shit like that. So nigga take upstairs. So y'all both go upstairs, right? I was like, yo, you about to run the train on shorty. Okay, boom, good, good. You know, some wholesome train shit for niggas, right? Y'all in there, man doing what he do, whatever. However position he got her, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know.
The fuck, bro? Keep going. Finish your story.
This shit is so funny. I'm
got her in position, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Going in it, you know what I mean? And you got the other guy, maybe, however they got it, they both killing a shorty, whatever. This pitch black dog. So then, one of the niggas start feeling his toes is getting sucked on. So he think it's the girl. He like, oh, he getting into it. He think it's the girl. Shit, damn, this bitch sucking my toes real good. Then you find out it's a nigga sucking your toes.
So I gotta ask y'all the question.
So what the fuck would you do if you the nigga that just got your toes sucked on and you thought it was a girl? What the fuck would you do?
So police are being called and I'm going to jail because I'm gonna fucking kill this nigga. I'm gonna kill you, bruh. If there ain't nothing else in the world I would kill a nigga for, that is it right there. I'm going to fucking kill you, bruh.
Imagine you fight him, your toes wet. Toes soaking.
Nah, imagine having to wipe off your feet because a nigga just got done sucking your toes. Every, that's crazy.
And every time you think about your wet ass toes, you just give
me. So what would you do? Hold on, we gotta pass it around to the men in the room. All right, Polo.
Yeah, Capolo over there in disbelief.
Okay.
And hey, hold on. And you was enjoying that shit because you thought it was the girl sucking your toes.
So the party got to continue, huh? I guess I'm going to take and put my wet toe in her pussy.
Whoa.
Fuck?
Wait a second.
What kind of sex Polo. You be having?
Wait a second.
On some other shit.
I heard a piston. Is that footing? Like, I'm
everybody going to enjoy it then.
Oh,
That's a hard question, man.
Hold on, what the hell?
I mean, what can you do? Can you? I mean, ain't no need to beat him up. It's over.
That's cap.
That's done.
Nah.
That's your man too.
That's not my man.
He probably been wanting to suck your toe.
That's not my man's no more.
Probably been wanting to suck your toe.
Yo, Jordan said that's your man now for sure.
Okay. That nigga had to know that crusty toe wasn't that good. He had to know.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I probably would do that, man. And then I don't know, man. It's a hard one.
That's a hard one.
I had to stick it in her just to get it off my toe.
Oh my God!
Just to get the saliva.
Polo, you know there's towels, right?
Yeah, but we got to keep the party going. It's the only way to keep. Well, you gonna suck your own toe after that, or? I mean, or let her suck your toe after that.
Wait a minute. That might work.
That's not going to work.
She's going to be confused.
You got to do something with your toe, son.
You got to cut that motherfucker off.
You got to do something with that toe to make it
and
even.
It's wet. What is she going to say?
Why your toe wet?
Exactly.
Well, she don't care because she already been in that circle, so she don't give a fuck.
Yeah, no, that's true.
All right, next.
Dang, we got to go next.
Greedy.
Okay, Greedy. What would you do?
What would you do? Nigga done sucked your toes.
He over there smoking his shit.
Honestly.
He in disbelief.
Come on, Greedy.
He in disbelief.
Come on, Greedy.
I don't think you ever even find me and another man in the same room with the female. You know what I'm saying?
That ain't the question, bro. That's not the question, bro.
In this scenario, God, we did damn. Find you and another man.
That's not
in
the question.
We probably gonna fight. We probably is gonna fight. We probably
gonna fight your man, son.
Yeah, we probably gonna fight, bro. We probably gonna fight. Serious. But we still gonna finish shorty. But we gonna fight.
You hear me? Oh,
we gonna fight.
He's gonna stop it, but
we gonna finish shorty. We gonna fight.
There's no way. There's no way.
Definitely gotta fight.
There's absolutely.
It's a towel, bro. Like he said, you know, I'm gonna just wipe my toe off.
You choke him with the towel after.
And then I mean, it's only us. You know what I'm saying? So like, Brody, you know what I'm saying? Don't take nothing. You know what I'm saying? We gonna fight.
But then think about it when you know you be his ass.
I don't even know, bro. That's a hard ass question, bro.
Right.
Nah. After we done killing shorty. We gonna fight.
So y'all gonna get dressed and then proceed to fight.
Yeah.
That's a lot of energy.
Hold on, wait.
If you fight him later on down the road, he get pissed off. He gonna air you out. Yeah, and I suck that nigga toe. If he air you, that nigga on IG live like
and he liked it.
But I be
talking shit and I suck his toe
and he liked it. And he liked it.
See, if you kill him, like I said, that's he ain't got an opportunity.
I ain't gonna smoke him. It ain't no reason to smoke him. It ain't no reason to smoke him.
Be like, oh, this nigga got his tail sucked.
But yeah. We definitely scrap it. It'd probably be over after that.
Oh, that's
screaming.
But what happened with the what happened? Cause I can't remember what Petty said after that.
It's Petty, so
yeah. That nigga said he was going through what. Put his toe in the what? He got to keep the party going, he said.
It was just funny because he was like, I was enjoying it.
Yeah, right? Like, yo, bro, like, pause.
Happy as fuck? You thinking a bitch sucking some toes?
That's too much.
And you reached out. It's a bald ass.
What you doing?
Sucking your toes, nigga. Sucking your toes.
Yeah, what you doing? I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, we just gonna have to scrap, man. That's just what it is. That's crazy. How dare you?
First of all, how dare you?
All right, we speaking on the sense of two niggas, right?
Yeah.
How you ain't realize that big ass foot? Like what?
Like you?
But
ain't,
nah. But what if the nigga was? Nah. But what? If, no. But what if the nigga was like actually doing it on purpose? You saying he ain't notice it? But what if he actually doing it because he want to do it, not because
we got other stuff that we need to talk about? Like we got other shit we need to speak on.
Oh man! Hey, shout out to Petty P, man. Yo, you know Petty said a lot of flagrant shit, man. That was one of. That wasn't the top flagrant shit. The top flagrant shit when he said he'd be in the shower and he opened his ass cheeks and let the water sprinkle in his butt.
Okay, so hold on.
Let me give you the context on how he said it, okay? The conversation was, how do you wash your ass in the shower?
In the shower.
Petty proceeds to say, I turn around, spread my ass cheeks open, and let the water trickle down the crack of my ass. That's suspect.
That's suspect. That's suspect. That's suspect. That's fucking suspect.
I'm gonna say that. The way he said it is definitely suspect. The way he said it is definitely suspect.
That's probably how most people wash their ass.
Yes.
But it was the fact that he said, oh, I turn over, I spread my ass, and I let the water trickle down my ass. What?
Hey, shout out Petty.
Shout out Petty.
Shout out Petty.
Oh, fuck.
You know, I don't mean to talk about you, you're not here, but I talk about the same shit in your face when you're here. Gay! The fuck?
We gonna get canceled.
Petty said he let the water trickle down his ass shit. Crack.
And listen, man, what would you do? Shit, so again, what would you do if you had an orgy, two males, a female?
That's not an orgy.
That's a train.
A train, yeah, my bad. Train, two males and a female.
Let's be respectful. That's a threesome.
And the nigga fucking, okay, let's be more respectful, a threesome. And the nigga sucking your toes and you loved it until you found out it was a nigga. What the fuck would you do?
Toe better. I'm fucking weak.
Cocktails with tea.
Is it my turn? I'm here.
It's time to get
drunk.
Welcome to another segment of Cocktails with Tea. We are sponsored weekly by Intoxicante, your mobile bartending needs. Shout out to Oren at Bargarita. I left them on the way here. Y'all ready for this week's cocktail?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
And this week's topic is an oldie but a goodie. Okay. So this week's cocktail is a pomegranate gin fizz. 2 ounces of London dry gin.
Mm.
1 ounce of pomegranate liqueur. Mm. Okay.
I'm drunk.
3/4 ounce of lemon juice and 1/2 ounce of simple syrup. Optional, if you really fancy, you want to get into your bartending bag, you can do 1 egg white to add a frothy mixture.
Mm.
I tried it with the egg white. It was actually pretty good.
That's different.
So as I pour these drinks,
this ain't got no egg white in it, right?
Ain't no egg in here. Okay. There's a lot of damn alcohol. Anyway, as I pour these drinks up, the topic for this week is an oldie but a goodie. Does size really matter?
Oh, that's a good one.
Does size really matter?
That's for females, right? Yeah, that's really.
Nah, that's for the men too, because do you care?
No. We saying, like, do you care if you're big or small? Like, does that
niggas care about
that shit? Every nigga care if they big or small. What you mean? What kind of question is that?
Niggas care about that shit.
Yeah, of course a nigga care about that shit. The fuck? Shit.
Hold on.
Why that
shit
like
good.
Hold on.
This got a lot of citrus.
But that pomegranate
like
sour.
Give some to our guests, too. Hold on.
Pass that around.
Yeah, this shit got a punch taste, too.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Polo, you want to try the pomegranate gin fizz?
Yeah, that's good.
Drink. He smoke.
Yeah, let me get some of that Terramane.
Okay.
Shit. Okay. That shit is good. Terracante, I mean.
But this week's topic is, does size really matter? Does size really matter? Now, for me, you know, I ain't gonna lie to you, size does matter. Don't walk up in there with no shrimp. When you drop them drawers, it better not be no damn shrimp. Okay? Be a grower, not a shower.
Okay?
Be a grower, not a shower.
Be a shower, too, shit.
Hey, y'all gonna cook this shit.
Be a shower. Now I'm saying, though, I would feel real embarrassed. You out with your nigga, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you looking, he got on gray sweatpants, and you can't see shit.
See?
Don't embarrass me like that.
See?
Show your dick to the world. No. Let me see it.
Okay, let me get to the gray sweatpants shit, right? Now, I mean, you know.
Let's talk about it.
No, because.
Hey, Polo said, these gray.
I mean, this goes for all men, whether big or small. It goes for all men, right?
Pause.
I'm gonna just say pause now because probably gonna be a lot of flagrant shit gonna be said.
I got you. I'm gonna cover you throughout the. Go ahead. I got you.
I'm
gonna cover
so,
you.
So every nigga is not going to be walking around hard, right? When you say gray sweatpants, that's because them shits be staged where a nigga got some shit in his pants or a nigga's hard. When niggas is not hard, them niggas is. Niggas shit is
That's not true.
Yeah, niggas shit ain't all fucking hard all the time.
Niggas be all soft and you can still see the print in the gray sweatpants. That's why girls don't.
That's a lie.
Like it, but that is not a lie.
That is a myth.
That's not a myth.
That's right. That's cat. That's a fucking myth.
If your dick big, it ain't a myth.
Unless that nigga is a porn star and he got some pump shit that he used. Something. That's a fuck. I'm telling you.
Whoa, what did you just say?
That's a, huh?
What did you just say?
What Paulo said, Paulo said niggas was swole nuts. Yeah, that's right. Some abnormal shit. I told you there's going to be a lot of pauses in this shit. I just told you that. Pause. Yes, thank you. Then I just made a disclaimer. And you're supposed to have my back. See?
I had your back until you.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't but no, I'm just saying, not dead ass. Daz is just a myth because that's not real life. Nigga shit is just not walking around just hard or just
CEO.
A little bit
I'm
hard.
Sorry. Hold on, CEO.
It's just not.
Talk
CEO.
To him, friend.
I'm sorry, CEO. I love you to death, bro.
You going to object?
According to my shorty, that's not true.
Shit.
Yeah, that's why he can't
pause. Run.
Hit the button. Hit the button. Hit the damn button.
That's why he can't
pause.
Run.
I want to say damn.
No, I'm saying according to what she tells me, according to what she tells me, that's not true.
Really, nigga?
Oh. Yes, really, nigga.
Hey, yo, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
Damn.
That is crazy.
Damn.
I'm sorry, bro. I couldn't let you go out back. Yeah, go outside like that.
Because you probably be all hard and shit.
Pause.
Fuck a pause. Where's the stop button?
Yo, that's crazy.
Fuck a pause. Where's the stop button?
I'm just saying. That's your lady, so you better be, nigga, unless something's wrong. Unless you're not attracted to her, if you're not going to be hard around her all the time. Because I know I'll be hard around my lady all the time. Fuck that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So if you're not hard around your lady, then that's a problem. So that's a difference. If you just not thinking about nothing, you're not around none of your shorties and nothing like that, you just walk around gray sweatpants, there's no way you're going
to
see a print.
So let me get back to the question, though, since you brought the sweatpants, since now I hear your opinion. Does size really matter?
Well, to women, yes.
No, I'm asking you.
We can ask a man.
Yes. Do you care? Do you care if you are considered big or small? Do you care? Are you? Yes. Do you care if women be like, oh, you got a little ass dick?
All right. Let me give you a quick story. God rest her soul. Right.
Oh yeah. The get back.
Yeah. God rest her soul. So Jennifer, she passed away. So I don't want to disrespect the dead, but she wasn't when she was alive one of the most attractive females. Right, and I was young at the time. And long story short, I smashed her, but I was limp. I'm trying to, I can't. I'm looking at her. I'm like, I'm like, and it just wasn't nothing happening. Nothing happening. So she went. Just imagine.
Boy, you hell.
The who I was at that particular time. She went out and told, and got a small dick, and she ugly. So that was a double whammy to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go because
you got an ugly
hood,
girl.
Like, oh, you fuck Miss Piggy. Oh, yeah, she said you got a small. Oh,
You lost.
It was almost over for me until I recovered.
How you?
Tell him how you recovered.
Thank you, Jesus. So it was this girl named Crystal. She's an Amazon, big tall girl. And then because of that, the girls in the hood was like, yo, oh, she said, I'm like, try. I'm trying to fuck anything now. I'm like, try me, bitch. Try me. Who want to fuck? Try me. So I took the
this nigga, hold on, wait. It's the fact that this nigga had a point to prove. He like,
prove,
fuck
nigga,
that.
Yo, try me. Who won it? You want it? Come in my dick. So Crystal's behemoth, I tore ass up. I'm like, you tell Jennifer that shit, bitch. You tell her that shit, what I did to you. So she went and told, and I redeemed myself. But I couldn't, because, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, and to that point, niggas ain't just gonna be walking around unless they thinking about something. If they're not, if they mind is like, yo, I'm about to go get this money or I'm about to do this. They're not thinking about no. And Grace Opinion, should not, is this gonna be whatever size you are, it don't matter. Unless a nigga's thinking some shit, then he may get like, all right, pause. But they may get half hard. And that's where you get the dick print from in the sweatpants. When the nigga's like, all right, let me think about this bitch I fuck. All right, you see this half a shit bitch? Yeah, it's Grace Sweatpants. But other than that, no.
Let me ask a real one. Sid, does the size really matter?
It does.
Thank
and let
you.
Me tell you, me and my cousins years ago developed a trick to know if you big or you small. So
teach
we not
me.
Wasting the body. So
teach
let me educate the women.
Whoa, wasting
teach
the body
me.
Is insane.
Yeah.
Wasting the body.
Wasting the body. Because that's the saddest thing you could
I
ever do.
I swear to
God,
you go back and you think about
hold
your
on,
and you
hold
say
on,
waste
hold
the
on.
Body.
That's triggering, though. Because the first time I ever real life got cheated on, that was the excuse she used. She didn't want to have sex with me because she don't want to waste a body. But
damn.
I was in a relationship with her. But we're going to continue.
Damn.
Sorry, friend.
Didn't mean to trigger you on that one. Yeah. But, okay. So this is the trick, right? And mind you, we came up with this trick when we was like 21, 22. So you talking to a guy, you know, we young, we ain't trying to get in a relationship. We trying to have one night stands and sneaky links with missions right. or whatever.
The whole phase, y'all, just say your whole phase.
And no, I can't say
no.
That.
It wasn't that.
It wasn't the whole phase. No. Every woman has a whole phase.
We just no. we doing GTA missions at this point. Keep going.
Yeah, it's missions.
Shit.
So, you know, you kiss the dude. You know, you start touching on the dude. You rub his head. You rub his ears. You know, you get him in the mood, right?
Gotta rub his head.
And then you gotta treat him like a slut. Oh. You gotta start rubbing from his stomach down. Mm-hmm. You take the, like, if you have nails or your fingertips and you inch them slowly underneath the pants into the drawers, it's gonna make him feel good, right?
Yep.
He gonna be real sensitive. Mm-hmm. From there, you take your hand and you work your way down. And you can feel if that shit little or that shit big. That's how you know. We done.
That's definitely, at this point, that's definitely not what I was expecting you to say. Because honestly, at this point, y'all niggas already about to fuck. So either way, you wasted that body. Because if you doing all that, y'all about to fuck. Like,
no way. Because listen, if your shit is small, I'm going to be like, damn, I really want to do this. But my period on, you think we could try this another day?
Yo.
Yeah. Get out of here.
I love a scam and a fraud.
Okay.
Finesse. I love it. All right, let me humble. Let me ask it in men's.
So it's not the. So is it the, what they say, the motion in the ocean?
Okay, because it's not. Well, let me. On the other hand, here's a cocktail for you. So there's somebody, I will not name his name. Mm-hmm. He has a small little tugboat. But
a tugboat is crazy.
I will say.
A tugboat is a big boat, though. What y'all talking about?
Hey, yo, CEO, bruh, pause. Bruh, what the fuck?
A tugboat is a big boat.
Nah, bruh, pause. You're not supposed to say nothing. Just let her talk. Let her talk, nigga. You're not supposed to say a fucking word.
You saw how I stopped. I was like.
Okay.
All right. So it's a little bitty tugboat, but I will say.
Oh, sorry, I didn't say a little bitty tugboat. The tugboat is big.
I will say the motion in the ocean is also very, you know, it's the friction. Now it ain't nothing there, and I ain't impressed, but it is the friction. And however, he has amazing head. He's a head doctor.
And that's what I was just about to say. Now that right there is usually
an indication.
The cutoff.
He's
like
a head doctor.
If you give good head, your dick probably little, or your sex probably.
That is
whack.
An indicator. Yep.
Because just saying, because most guys don't know how to give head.
No, nope.
They feel like they just supposed to go DJ Khaled on that shit, or they supposed to take their tongue and fucking eat a lollipop,
yeah, okay.
And that's supposed to get you off.
I was hoping.
All I'm saying.
Somebody that says something.
You're lucky if you get a guy that has good head and good sex.
I had to get up on that one.
And you have good sex and your dick is big.
And you know what, sis? Before the niggas started talking and we don't believe them, these niggas finna tell you, like, yeah, I got good head and both. But 9 times out of 10, if you think you got good head, you don't. And we just, you know, letting you slide by.
I think I got good head.
I can't answer that for you.
Why he looked over like that? He's out there. Go ahead.
I don't know. But I'm just saying. I was just looking at somebody. I'm just saying. I think personally, this may be the Palma Mama talking.
Did you name that Palma Mama? This the Palma Mama talking.
But I definitely think that, yeah, I'm going to have to disagree with y'all on that.
All right. Another week of Cocktails with Tea. Every week I'm sponsored by Intoxicante.
Yes.
I'm sponsored by, drop the thing for me. I'm sponsored by Intoxicante. This pomegranate gin fizz, y'all. Please go book him for your mobile bartending needs. If you are coming to my Christmas party, he will be on hand making drinks. You know what I'm saying? It's been another wonderful week with Cocktails with Tea. Mm-hmm. Answer the question, y'all. The size really matters. Make sure you like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. And I want to know. I know y'all finna get on them comments and line shit, but don't make me air y'all out.
Okay?
Mm.
Y'all shrimp dick niggas better eat the pussy, nigga.
Get okay. The fuck. Or you'll be like somebody and Jennifer will fuck you up, all right?
Okay.
Holla at Humble.
What the fuck is up? What's the vibe, yo?
I'm
really thought that was your soundbite.
You so disrespectful.
He didn't even make him.
He don't got a soundbite. We need to get him a soundbite.
I don't have a Holla at Humble soundbite, we'll but I'm gonna get one.
Really, nigga?
What's good, y'all? How y'all feeling? How y'all feeling, man?
We feeling all right. Good.
This week on Holla at Humble, man, I got some shit for y'all. Panel, I got some shit for y'all. I'm gonna just come out the gate with it. Nah, I'm gonna end with that question. I'm gonna end with that question.
Let's air it out.
I'm gonna end with that question. The first question, Terrence be tapping in every week like she don't work with me.
Do I know you?
No. Why do men feel some type of way when their woman wants to make sure his food is right?
What?
Why?
Let me explain something to you.
Explain it.
For me, I'm such a chill, laid back person. Unfortunately, I'm that guy that probably would be like, no, it's okay. It's fine.
Hell no.
I'll just take it off. Listen. If it's absolutely something I can't tolerate, like a bug in my food or something, I'll say something. So but listen, if it's wrong.
What would you do? You at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. Your food fucked up. You mm-hmm. know, you chill. You probably same as humble. You like, oh, well, just, you know, you chill.
It's cool.
Mm-hmm. Your woman, she might be like, me and Sid probably the same person. Excuse me.
Yep.
His food, did you hear what he said? His food.
See,
is
it don't even gotta be like that.
I gotta be like that because not you don't let nobody disrespect you.
Listen, the waitress, hear me out.
You're paying for your food, so why not pay for shit that you actually want?
Y'all right, but hear me out though. If I'm at a restaurant and the waitress brings me the wrong food, 9 times out of 10, the waitress didn't give them my order wrong in the kitchen. I can't be mad at her. I'm mad at the wrong person. If y'all not going to go back in the kitchen and tell the chef that actually made my food wrong that something is wrong, then why y'all taking that energy out on the waitress?
You must not know Terrence. I want my ass back there. Shit.
He or she didn't do that. Why am I taking my energy out on them?
You going to be wondering where it took me so long. I'm going to be back there with a white coat and the chef had cooking your shit for you. Because get my nigga shit right.
See, yo,
what's the question?
You and your woman go... See, yo, you and your woman go out to eat, right?
Uh-huh. Yes,
y'all go out to eat. Y'all go out, right? Okay. Yes. Has your food ever been wrong?
Plenty of times.
Has your woman ever been the one to speak up for you and say something?
No, because my wife is real quiet. Okay. So it's usually me. I'm the loud and obnoxious one.
Okay, so then this question doesn't apply to you. Because
no, don't. Because I'm like, nigga, what the fuck is this shit, nigga? Fix this.
That's what about you, Sid? Because I know you.
First of all.
Yeah, tell him.
I'm going to speak up for somebody I don't even know food.
Talk about it.
Mm. So for my man, you damn Skippy. Get this shit right. And the only reason I say that is because I have been a server. Okay? It's a way to talk to servers without being disrespectful. Mm-hmm. It's a way to approach them and say, hey, you know, he ordered this. This is not what he got. Or he doesn't really like this. Is it possible that we can get something else? And I'm telling you, 9 out of 10 times, being nice goes a long way.
Hold on. If that's how you handle it, 100% do your thing. I'm worried about the people that's gonna act like Terrence, unfortunately, and just immediately out the gate, just be like, oh, did you hear what he said? Like, that's not called for. That's not necessary. These people just trying to do their job. So
it
depends
on the attitude of the server, though.
Well, that's of course, that go without saying.
But I feel like their tone gets.
Yo, CEO is a, hold on. Crazy, CEO is an asshole, bro. Yo, y'all sit y'all asses up, please. Y'all are assholes. Right.
Y'all ain't shit.
Oh, I wish we had video this week because, wow.
I'm so glad we don't got video this week.
It's a difference. Like, I'm saying, like, first of all, like, okay, let's set a scenario up, right? You ain't and your significant other, y'all go to the restaurant, right? The server got a bad attitude. She don't come refill your drink. She don't drop off a straw. She got an attitude taking your order. It take you 45 minutes to get your food just for your shit to be wrong. Bitch, you about to hear my mouth.
That's 100% different. I 100% agree. At that point, I'm letting the dog loose. Go for it, goddamn it.
But you're not going to say nothing.
I'm not going to say nothing, but I know you will. So
it's
goddamn, you as my woman. Listen. I know my woman is going to say something. So in that case, yes, go do your thing. I'm going to sit here quiet. Do your thing. But if everything is going smoothly, there's no reason for you to come out
the gate. I think the difference is you don't have to tell your woman to do her thing. She's going to do that shit anyway.
That's very true.
I cannot stand y'all.
Second question. We moving the fuck on. Yo, guess what, y'all?
What?
I got my first request for advice this week.
Hey!
And it actually came from my little cousin.
Hey, okay.
Shout out to my little cousin.
Shout out to the little cousin. Get a little cousin around.
So my little cousin just recently graduated from high school.
Uh-huh.
And he asked me today, he said, cuz, my cousin live in Florida, so he a little ghetto.
Shout out to Florida, baby. Mm-hmm.
He said, cuz, this girl that I like, right, we had went out, but I feel like I fumbled. Like, I feel like I messed up. Now, my cousin, like, 18, 19. So, at this point, you know, they're at that age to where, you know, they can go out and they can also go home and, you know, have a nightcap. So, he feels like he fumbled. And I asked him, well, what'd you do? Like, why did you feel like you fumbled? And he said, honestly, he took accountability, which at his age, I'm proud of you, Evan. Proud of you, bro. But he took accountability and he said, I was probably trying too hard to, you know, to do exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, he had my situation then. He trying to fucking dick it small.
No. Whoa, he was just trying.
Oh, so are you saying that your dick is indeed small?
No.
No, what he's saying.
No, I'm not saying that.
What I'm saying is, he was too pressed to try to get it.
That's what happened to me.
No. You were already getting it. You just couldn't get up. That's your problem. Okay. Right. That's a completely different problem. So what I'm saying is he never even got it because he was trying too hard, according to him.
Oh, okay. So he never even got the third date.
Correct.
So basically, okay. He was basically, because girls, we do recognize that. And I wish men would understand that.
No, and
when
that's.
When you try too hard, first of all, if I'm going out with you, I ain't going to lie, it might just be me, so I'm speak for me. 8 times out of 10, I'm probably going to already fuck you.
Thanks.
So you don't have to try too hard to make me want to fuck you, because when you do that, then I'm not going to fuck you.
Exactly. Now, me, I want, listen. Cuz, if you listen to this episode, she's right.
Listen to the episode, cuz. Take this advice, cuz. Okay, cuz. All right, cuz. Yeah, baby. Cuz.
Hey, Terrence.
Thank you. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. Anyway, so, Terrence, 100%. So, my advice to my little cousin would be, and I obviously told him this earlier, but I'm answering on podcast for the sake of podcast. So, chill. Just chill. Mm-hmm. Don't mention nothing about it. Let the night go on as it goes, as it progresses. Whatever happens, happens. If it don't happen, bro, it's okay.
Yeah. Just throw a hint.
It's perfectly fine.
Just throw a hint. Like,
no, don't even throw a hint.
Don't even throw a hint.
Oh, my
God. No, 9 times out of 10, if I'm not fucking you on the first date, the second date, I'm probably fucking you. But I'm going to fuck you. Just chill.
This is my thing.
You got to be in front of people.
Me being the type of person that I am. Mm-hmm. 99.9% of the time, I'm super chill and laid back. Mm-hmm. That's just who I am as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm out with a girl or a woman or whatever the case may be, even if that's my mission at the end of the night, even if I went into this shit knowing that that's my mission,
you gonna be quiet.
I also know to shut the fuck up because I also have been through enough situations to recognize that if you're trying too hard, women are going to pick up on that and they're literally going to, not being spiteful, but they're literally going to be like, oh, this nigga really wants it. He's not going to get it. If you act like you don't want it at all, they're going to be like, oh, I got to fuck this nigga now.
I think you
got
to be direct. Did you ever see that, I think it was on TikTok and Instagram when a nigga was at the, I don't know what restaurant they was at. I think it was like Applebee's or something. And the bill came and he was like, got a check. You saw it, right? Mm-hmm. And he had the card. He's like, we going to fuck? She was like, yeah. Okay. So be up front. Yo, we smashing? No? All right. You cute girl, yeah, get the fuck about it.
So here's the thing. That might work for some niggas. The quality of women you're gonna end up meeting is gonna be terrible.
You're literally only gonna meet women for your money.
I'm not meeting no women, disclaimer.
Okay, sorry. Okay. If you're that type of nigga, the quality of women that you're gonna end up running into is gonna be absolutely horrible. And then you're gonna wonder why all these horrible.
You're gonna get that direct woman that's gonna be like, yeah, I'm here to fuck. Okay, good.
Yes. You know what? You're right.
You know what? But that's going to be the woman that's going to break your heart because she's going to be so direct. You're going to be like, oh my God, like, I love everything about her. She's going to go into like, I don't want you. I just want to fuck.
No, I think that's wrong because every nigga goes into a situation to want to fuck and get the fuck out.
That's not true.
That's
not true.
You're lying.
That's not true, bro.
What you mean?
That's not true. That's absolutely not true.
Every nigga, when they meet a woman, their objective is to fuck. That is
absolutely not true. And I'm so ashamed of you at your big age to be thinking like that.
And I can't believe you said that because I'm going to go home and ask a nigga if that's what he's trying to
do. That is absolutely not true.
I need to ask my nigga like that.
Greedy, is that not every nigga's goal?
Not greedy. Greedy. Hold on.
You might get you on, but is that not every nigga's goal?
Look over here, greedy.
Is that not every nigga go? Is that not every nigga go?
That's not true. When you meet a shorty, right? This is why niggas.
Hold on.
Fuck that. Fuck that.
Go ahead. What you want to do? And what you want
to
do?
Okay. So what are you attracted to?
What you want to
no,
do?
No, 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 no.
Right, right. That, this no, puts my point.
Fuck some niggas microphone. Be like, damn, I want to marry that girl.
Everybody got a type.
That's okay, but that's that's completely different from what this nigga is saying. Bro, this is the reason that niggas can't really have female friends and be real friends with females, bro. Because you niggas think like this, and I hate to be the type of nigga, bro. I have a past. I used to be a fuckboy, for sure, 100%. I'm working on myself. But listen, absolutely, that is not true, bro.
This nigga is Captain Saver, nigga. Here.
That is.
Yeah, it's crazy. I told him the same thing
yesterday. That is not true.
He's Captain Saver, nigga.
I'm.
But what do you
want
to
do? Why? But why? Okay.
Brooklyn, what the fuck do you want to do?
Okay, so let me sound like a.
Qualities of what you actually want to see.
Thank you. After you fuck.
Unpopular opinion. Unpopular opinion.
Hold on. I'm going to say this. I'm a grocery bow wow.
Unpopular opinion.
I'm going to say this. I'm a grocery bow wow. After every. And when a nigga meets a girl initially. He like okay. He likes the features, the facial features, whatever that attracts the woman to him. He like yo. So in his mind like yo, I want to fuck. So you may go out, whatever you may go on 3 dates, but your objective is the fuck. Regardless, it could be a fucking month you talking to this chick. It could be a whole month. Like, I like this girl. She's sweet. She read books.
Not every single she's CEO. Nice. CEO.
Hold on. I'm going to say this. I met her mama. She's cool. But you like, yo, niggas like, yo, you fucked her yet? Nah, I didn't fuck her yet. Because your objective is to fuck. Then once you fuck, you like, okay, if the pussy was bomb, you're like, oh, this bitch about to be my fucking wife. If the pussy is whack, then you're going to be like, ah, that was all my time and this bitch pussy is whack. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just.
He ain't got a mic.
Hold on, Greedy. Let me get this out.
He ain't got a mic.
Hold on, because I got to get you on in a minute, for real. Let me see. Let me get this out.
Yo, this nigga front.
That is
we
not.
We're done by 11. Just keep that in mind. We got 22 minutes. Yeah.
Maybe I'm past that point in my life because that is not. I personally don't think that's true.
Okay,
I personally do not think that's true. And for the sake of time, I'm going to spare y'all on my last question for the day.
You're like the 0.1%.
And we're going to go ahead and get our guest on.
We're going to bring that back next week. Ask that question and then answer it, and then we're going to move on.
She said want to know. I want to know,
pissed.
Too.
I need to know.
Yeah, her face is shamed.
So I got a DM today.
Oh, shit.
A response to my, and I had to look in my request because I don't even follow this person on Instagram. Don't know who this person is.
It's a male or female?
It's a female.
Okay.
Apparently. I hope. I fucking hope.
Just hear the question.
Okay.
The question is,
oh shit,
and I quote,
let me drink.
So what's the issue with us dating to see what's up? You so funny acting. Let me answer that question for y'all.
That sounds like a chill.
Hold on, before you answer, she said that to you?
Yes. Okay, this is the question that I got in response.
So you know what that is, T, right?
Okay, shut up. Go ahead.
T, you know what it is, right?
No.
Okay.
Answer the question, though.
My response to that is, number one, I don't fucking know you. And number two, I'm
absolutely. Why is that your number one?
Can I get my number two out?
Why your number two not?
Hold on. Can I get my number two? Y'all sit y'all asses up. Don't pull this bullshit.
No.
Hold on.
No.
Sit. Okay. Hold on. And number two, I'm absolutely spoken for. I don't want you.
Why you didn't leave with that first, though, is my question.
Because I just had to leave with the point that the audacity of this motherfucker that I don't know.
It don't matter that you don't know her. All
right, couples quarrels next week on No Advisory Podcast, y'all. Let's go.
No, ain't no couple shit. I want to know why you ain't put two as number one. I got something for my close friends tonight. It's cool.
So,
holla at Hubble this week on No Advisory Podcast.
To the bitch that DM'd.
Yeah, because I can't respond apparently.
To the bitch that DM'd, you heard what my motherfucking friend said. He is spoken for. Okay.
Spoken.
And she be farting on his back every night. So okay. Leave him alone.
And she got a friend that fight too.
Yo, farting on my back is crazy.
She got a friend that fight. So
hey, wait, we not gonna ignore that. She says she be farting on this nigga back every night. That nigga got a stink back. Stink back mountain, nigga.
Hey man, what the fuck, CEO?
Stink.
Hey, that's it. Hey, listen. We gotta get.
We got a special guest, man.
Give a round
of applause.
Let's
give it up for Greedy Radical.
Coming
to the No Advisory panel.
This is
my guy, man.
Need my merch, too. You know that.
We got stink
definitely going to need my motherfucking merch.
Stinkback Mountain is
cool. I like merch. What's up, y'all?
What's going on, Greg?
I see y'all up here, comedians and shit.
Hold on, before we go.
Hold on.
Before you start.
All right.
We got to bring you in the No Advisory Podcast. Mm-hmm. Try to bring him in.
So listen, here at No Advisory, we just bring you in a very special way, okay? And the way we do that is we ask you three simple questions. Are you ready?
I'm always ready.
All right. We just want to know who you are.
I'm Greedy.
Where you from?
I'm from Rock.
And what the fuck you do?
Hey.
I rap and I sing.
Okay.
That nigga answered him while he was asking.
Right.
That's the first.
That's a first. That's literally a No Advisory first.
That's a new format.
That's literally a No Advisory first.
That is a first. Damn. Okay, say it again.
I like that.
Because you just threw me the fuck off.
Yeah, you definitely.
So you from the Rock, and you rap.
And I sing.
And sing. And was a.
His name Greedy.
And my name Greedy.
Wait, what's the Rock?
58 Nichols, fucking me, Rochester, New York.
It's the Rock.
Fucking talking about, we just had this conversation a couple weeks ago on podcast. Oh, now I got one of my niggas in the building. Now I got one of my niggas in the building from the same city as me. Talk that shit.
Watch him out. Can I give a quick story about a girl from the Rock?
No, because every story. No. CEO, let me tell you why. Number one. Hold on. Number one, I love you to death. But for the sake of time, no. And number two, we already heard that story because we know about every bitch in Rochester. So let's continue.
No, you didn't hear this story. I'm going to use it for What Would You Do?
Okay.
I got you.
Tune in next week.
Tune in next week, y'all.
If you got a story about a chick in Rochester, we done heard it before. Trust me.
Okay, that's talking about your past that you had, right? Huh? Your past that you
I'm just saying Rochester's so small that everybody know everybody. So if you got a story about a chick from Rochester, you probably haven't heard it before. Probably.
She went to Sullivan County?
I don't even know what fuck Sullivan County is.
In Lock Show, Drake, New York, nigga.
That's not Rochester, nigga.
I didn't say Rochester. She's from the Rock.
You said where?
Well, then that don't fucking matter.
You said Lockjaw.
Banged in Rochester, New York by the whole basketball team. Now I was recording this shit.
That makes sense.
It had to be something. It had to be fucking something.
For hey, no offense. No offense.
Why
no offense.
Recording?
I love my hold on. No offense. No offense. I love my hometown. But for a girl from Rochester, that makes so much sense. Huh? Greedy, continue.
And she caught me. I'm sorry. Yes. She used to throw this shit up.
So you recorded the whole basketball team. Piper down is crazy.
Yeah, that's.
We're gonna go ahead and get into this.
So what were you doing?
Greedy.
Hold up.
Drew, don't ask me that question. This is your interview.
All right, come on. Let's go. Listen, man.
For the people who may be unfamiliar with you, tell the people a little bit about how you got into music. Like, what was your starting point, I guess?
So I was only like 15. I was in the basement with the Brodies. And it was like, you know what I'm saying? They just put on a beat and they just handed me the mic. And it was like, shit, go ahead and rip that shit. And then, shit, from there, I was like, shit, I'm about to start doing music. Plus, I went to School of the Arts. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I picked up a writing habit. It was this reading class that I had went to, and she made us write a lot. And I picked up a writing habit as far as, like, she made us, like, write a song. And after I wrote that song, like, the whole class was rocking with that shit. So I was just like, shit, I could do this? You know, so from there, I just started doing my shit. How was that?
Facts. So your name is Greedy, right?
Yeah, Greedy Radical.
Greedy Radical.
Yeah.
So give us the origin behind the name Greedy Radical.
All right, so my big bro, his name Young Ford. That nigga, so I like food pretty much, right? So
okay, foodie.
I'm definitely a foodie. But so me and this nigga, we used to eat everything, but this nigga used to be like, yo, you greedy as a bitch.
False.
Like, you greedy.
That's no pause.
How was that a pause? Where the pause at?
Because you said you eat everything.
I mean,
pause.
Food. I said I love food first. Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? I did say I'm a foodie first, right?
Okay, fuck this pause shit.
I'm comfortable
in my masculinity.
Shit. Ooh, talk your shit, bro. Yeah, okay. You feel me?
That's a big word for Elmo.
But bro was like, shit, you should be, you know what I'm saying? That should be your name type shit. And I was like, shit, I'm going to stick with that. Greedy. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, shit, I'm going to be greedy. And I stuck with that from then, and everybody started calling me that shit. And I got that. That was my first tattoo, actually. It was on my chest. I was only like 17. That shit hurt it like fuck. I got that shit for free too. So it was. It
oh,
was,
shout out to the free tattooist.
Yeah, my nigga Spider. I won't never forget that nigga.
Yo, you got a tattoo for Spider too?
Yeah, I won't never.
My first tattoo I ever got was from Spider. I won't never forget that.
He had us knocking
you
nigga
see
out.
What I mean? Y'all see what I mean? Bro, this is no bullshit.
Bro.
Shout out Spider.
We was everybody in the hood. We was in the hood. That nigga had us knock somebody out for him. He was like, yo, this boy just beat me up.
White,
like,
boys,
knock him out.
White boy Spider used to do tattoos. White boy Spider used to literally do tattoos for anything. I gave this nigga a trumpet that my school rented out to me, and I never gave that shit back. My school rented out a trumpet, nigga, because I was trying to learn a trumpet. My school rented that shit out. I went to Jeff, nigga. You know how ghetto Jeff is.
Yeah, I already know.
My school rented out a trumpet to me. I never took that shit back. I gave it to the tattoo artist and got a tattoo in exchange.
Oh, shit. Shout out to, what's
his
name?
That's what I'm saying. He used to exchange tattoos for shit, for little missions and shit, little side missions.
So how would you describe the type of music that you make?
As in?
Like, if you had to categorize your music. How would you categorize it? Would you say it's straight rap? Would you say it's like neo rap? Would you say it's like trap rap?
I mean, I don't really. I mean, I got a little bit of trap rap. I mean, I got too many styles, really, actually. Y'all really ain't really heard nothing yet. Y'all only really heard like two tracks, probably. You know what I mean? So if y'all go tune in, then y'all really know what I'm really about because I really sing. You know what I mean? Like, I really do this vocal shit. So right now, I'm just showing y'all a little taste and flavors of alternate shit. So I really would say it's like in an alternate R&B wave, but it's like a different type of style. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't going to hear my type of sound. You know what I mean? So as far as, like, my style, like, my sound, I mean, I feel like I got my own sound. But I don't know where to put myself at right now. I mean, I wouldn't categorize myself. I'm really everywhere. So,
when you talk about genres, you know, you got hip hop, you got pop rock, you got soul, you got R&B soul, you got R&B trap.
I would say R&B trap. Then, if we're talking about that, okay, like a genre, then we talking about like an R&B trap type shit because I rap and I sing. So,
okay, R&B trap, greedy R&B trap,
greedy radical R&B trap,
yeah, greedy radical,
greedy radical R&B trap.
So, who are three? Should we do three?
Three.
Let's do three.
Do three.
Who are three people that you would say, like, influences your style of music that you make?
I mean, we're going to say Drake, first off. That's
yes,
number
we are.
One.
Thank you.
Shout out to Aubrey.
Shout out.
Shout out to bro.
Shout out to the boy.
You know,
he corny, but I give it to him.
shout out to the boy. To
I
the
understand.
Six.
I understand.
The streets with my woes.
I mean, my son Meek Mill as well. You know what I mean?
Oh,
that's
this is the first time I said Meek.
Yeah,
Meek is
that's
a
my
good
guy
lyricist.
Right there. That's my guy.
He's starting to be
hopefully.
Corny too. He's starting to do a lot of corny shit.
Yeah, he's starting to say this. He's starting to do the same flow, but I mean, he still got them bars though. So you
I mean,
really
not
don't
even flow. Just the shit that he's saying and doing
yeah,
is corny.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't really been following him too much, but I know that he got them bars though. Yeah,
Philly
you know
can't
I mean?
Do.
So,
Philly can't do no corny shit, nigga.
As far as the third, like vocally, I'm gonna put it in like the Chris Brown.
Okay.
Because I can really, do some shit. I could really do some shit that I had, like. You know what I mean? Like,
you better sing too.
Yeah,
the way you was looking at me,
I could really vocalize some shit and you know,
no, she gotta
marinate the crowd
Olive
real
green,
good.
See the wetness and the Olive Green.
Oh my god,
we ain't doing
C-O,
that.
Yo,
see,
not tonight.
We ain't doing that today.
No advisory matchmaking service. Goddamn,
okay. Hell yeah,
not tonight.
Fuck that. We make match made in heaven. Yeah.
So, Greedy, I gotta ask you about number. I gotta ask you about. This song, man. Number one, you here for a reason. You here because you want Trainia tonight.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
And as your boy, as your motherfucking friend, non-biased, I feel like you deserved it. But also, I feel like...
Wait, hold up. Damn, son, you can't say that. Because they're going to think we rigged this shit.
I said non-biased, nigga. I'm not even a judge.
Huh?
I'm not a judge. I'm just proud of the nigga because he's my friend and he won Trainia tonight. What the hell?
But he's there every Tuesday.
Dude, that don't mean shit. I'm not a judge. I'm not a part of staff. I'm a videographer.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just like anybody else that walks through them doors. I'm just there every week. Anyway, so I feel personally like Ride is the song that won you Trainia tonight last night. 100%. Like that shit alone is fire. But Ride, the energy on Ride is literally like it's a different thing. And for me, I like that song a lot. Number one, because I shot the video for it. Go look at the video on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Number two, it's just a fire ass song. So my question for you about that is, how did that song come about? Or what inspired that particular song? And
what was you? What was your mindset? What were you thinking about at the time when you made that song?
What I was thinking about at the time when I made that song, I was really in the studio with Cuz. Because if you listen to the beats, it always say, Star, keep making them beats, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I was in the studio with that nigga. And then I just so happened to go outside after we were smoking. And there was somebody just riding by on a skateboard type shit. And I just was like, shit, ride. You know what I'm saying? And then that shit picked up. And then from there, you know, I just kept, like, my lyrics just come from out of nowhere. Like, all I got to do is smoke a L and take a shot. You know what I'm saying? And from there, I'm just on fire. But it really came from people, right, like, you know what I'm saying? This the nigga riding by on the skateboard. I was high. You know what I'm saying? Nigga came by riding by on the skateboard. I'm like, bruh. Yeah, you shorty roller coaster.
Let me tell you why that's so crazy. Because when we shot the video for that song, we literally was riding around not doing shit, looking for places to go shoot a video. This is no bullshit. And we rode past the skate park. I didn't know this prior to you telling me this. Facts. But it's crazy how the universe works. Facts. Because in that video, there's literally niggas skateboarding, and I had no idea about this story until right now. Until he's telling me this,
that's a whole.
We was driving past Matheson, and it was a skate park. They just tore the shit down to build apartments, but there was a skate park right there. And I'm like, nigga, you want to just go over here and do?
And
some
we can do it right there. Then and see if these niggas to be skating.
And these niggas was cool with being in the video, so that's how that shit came about. So that's now skating. That you're telling me that that's how the song came about, it's just. It's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
So listen, we celebrating 50 years of hip hop. You know, hip hop came a long way. Obviously, 50 motherfucking years. It's a lot of years. That's 5 decades, right? No, that's 50 decades, right?
That's 5 decades.
And like I said last week, you've been around for all. You've been around for all of them.
No. I said 5 decades at first, and then I said.
Yeah, you got.
You know what I'm saying? It's the punch and all this.
Shout out Brooklyn Public School System.
Toxic Conte and shit.
Don't blame the Palmer Mama.
Huh? Don't but I said 5 originally. They didn't acknowledge that part when I said 5. Fuck y'all. Anyway, 50 years of hip hop. Where do you? Because a lot. If you look at the landscape of hip hop now, there's a lot of. I'm going to say there's a lot of trash music out. You know, and a lot of people are getting tired of the non-content music, right? So where do you feel you fit in right now? And where do you fit in the next 2 years in hip hop?
Shit, I feel I fit right at the top. Shit, you know, like I said, I got my own sound. So when the right ear hear this, it's definitely gonna be a flame set. I already said the flame is just getting started. So, I feel like within the next 2 years, it's just gonna be, I'm gonna be on a rocket, man. It's I'm gonna be there, you know. Lyrically, if you really listen to what I'm saying, I mean, I make sure that I take my time out to make sure that my lyrics make sense and you actually can get a vision with my shit. You feel what I'm saying? It ain't just me rapping or me singing. Like, you're going to actually be able to feel a story with that. You know what I mean? I'm, like, more of a storyteller than just go in the booth and make a song. You know what I mean? I know that's what people do and that's how people come up, but I'm not that type of artist. You know what I mean? I'm a different type of artist that makes sure that my shit is crafted the right way. And I'm going to sit in the studio with the producer all night if I have to make sure that he has every sound and every key that I want it to hit. You know what I mean? So, I mean, they might say that's a little bit over the top, but that's just the type that I am. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to make sure that I hit everything that I need to, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to hit the roof.
This is your first Training Day experience, right?
This is my second one.
Second? Mm-hmm. All right, so this is the golden question that we ask for Training Day Night artists. How has your Training Day experience been for you thus far?
I love this shit. Like, I really do. I really do. And I appreciate everybody. I appreciate y'all, you know what I'm saying, for bringing me here. I didn't even think I was going to win some shit. I just came out to come and show my music. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it was
your
night.
You know what I'm saying? And, like I said, it's more where that came from, and I'm gonna continue to keep, you know what I'm saying, showing and making sure that I can give the fans what they need. You know what I mean? I'm gonna keep bringing people out. It's pretty people that need to hear this shit. You know, it's Greedy fucking Radical, man. You already know that.
Hey. So my question for you is, what's the furthest place you hope your music takes you one day?
That's a good question.
Good question.
Furthest place?
shit, to success. I mean, that's all I really want, you know? I mean, success. It looked like an organic fan base, first off. It looked like, it don't look like that plant-based, I mean, that unfaked. Not even
shout out to the vegans.
Nah, shout out to the vegans. My bad. It don't look like something that is not. You know what I mean? Like, I really want something that's real. Like, I really want my fans to be out there. I want to be able to call on my people and be like, yo, come out here, and then all of it'll be 100,000 people probably. You know what I'm saying? Like, that just pop out. That's successful to me. Everything don't come with just money. You know what I'm saying? It's just as far as like and fame. You know what I'm saying? I really just want to be able to take care of the fam. Take care of the people around me. Take care of my son. You know, I got a 5-year-old, and that's really who I'm trying to make sure that he, you know what I'm saying, he's straight in the future. So, other than that, success look like the top to me.
My last question to you, man, is you know, because everybody have people that they look up to or people that that they look for advice or gems or just words of encouragement, right? So what has been one piece of advice or words of encouragement that stuck with you that you use to today? What is that one piece of advice or words of encouragement that has stuck with you?
I mean, there's a couple, but the only one that I really know is just never stop, keep going. You know, no matter how hard it get, just keep going. Because, you know, sometimes you got bumps in the road, and I had a couple of them, you know. And right now, like, this is just the ball rolling for me again. You feel me? And I had to stop a couple times. Like, literally. And now I'm about to keep going. You know, I had lost a few bros that did this shit with me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm on my own right now. And I got this nigga right here. You feel me? But other than that, it's just keep going. That's really it. That's all I really hear in my head. Just keep doing this shit. Just keep going because it's going to pay off. You know what I'm saying? But other than that,
facts.
It's a lot of shit that run through my head. So
stay motherfucking consistent, niggas.
Okay. Always. Consistency counts.
Sir.
So my last question for you is going to be, if you could curate your own tour with you being the headliner, who are three other artists, whether mainstream or independent/local, that you would have to join you on tour?
I'm going to bring A Boogie with me. I ain't even going to lie. He going to bring the fucking crowd out. I ain't even going to lie. I'm going to bring Cole, too, because, you know, he gonna make some shit legendary for sure.
Yes, sir.
The third artist, that's a hard decision to make. But it's really not, because, you know, we're going to bring Drake out anyway, because everybody going to come for a Drake concert. And sure shit, we can make sure them tickets are $150, and they're going to pay for them shits.
Throwing my bra on stage.
Okay, draws.
Any size, he like that. He going to make sure that shit in the pic.
That's what's up, man. But Greedy, man, let them know where they can find your all social media platform.
On all social medias, man, you can look me up, Greedy Radical, RADIKAL. Greedy Radical, RADIKAL. All platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Google Music, all platforms, man.
You know what it is, man. Greedy Radical, no advisory. It's your boy, C.L. McClain.
It's your girl.
Tears Unscripted.
Muhammad Ali. We out of this bitch. Make sure y'all like, subscribe, comment, and share with your motherfucking friends.
Boom, 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 boom. Podcast. We out. Bang, bang.
Yeah.